Bill Gates would say, so the good hobbies and the relatives. Hobbies, the Al-Qur'an Muhammadi, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So those who are not Muslims among them, like Abu Lahab for instance, who is also among the relatives of the Muslim Allah. So this one will be counted out of it. So when you are doing salah of the Prophet of Allah, Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala ali Muhammadin, this will not affect Abu Talib, nor will it affect Abu Lahab, because these people were not Muslim. Yes, they were relatives of the Prophet, but they were not Muslim. It's only the Muslims among them that the salah will be. And it's only the Muslims among them that are prevented from what? From this other part that we are talking about, and they are said to be what comes through. One Juwayd ibn Mut'im, رضي الله عنه, قال, مشيت أنا وعثمان بن عفان رضي الله عنه إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقلنا يا رسول الله عطيت للمطلق من خبز خيبر وتركتنا ونحن وأمي منزلة واحدة فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم انما بنو المطلب وبنو عاش شيء واحد رواه البخاري. Now the author also brought under this hadith, under this shabda, that is the shabda of distributing the sodaqah part. Now the hadith is not really addressing sodaqah. The hadith is addressing the khums. A companion called Jubair ibn Mut'im, who is also a relative of the Prophet Muhammad. But when we say a relative here, a somehow distant, from the explanation this will be clear. So Jubair ibn Mut'im was no one ibn Abd Manaf. Jubair ibn Mut'im was no one ibn Abd Manaf. Jubair is son of Mut'im, the son of Nawfal, the son of Abd Manaf. Then we have Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abd al-Muttalib bin Hashim bin Abd Manaf. The Prophet of Allah met with this man in Abd Manaf. That is their grandfather. Obviously, so you have a grandfather that is what's called Abd Manaf. So this man, Jubair ibn Mut'im, says he and Uthman, who is Uthman? Uthman bin Affan, bin Abd al-Shams, bin Abd Manaf. So Uthman radiallahu anhu is also meet, that he met with the Prophet of Allah Azala in what? In Abd Manaf. Then we also have other people from somebody called Mutalib. Mutalib, this is one of the children of Abd Manaf. How this is done? So Abd Manaf gave birth to Hashim, he gave birth to Mutalib, he gave birth to other people mentioned as well. So, when the Kufar of Makkah, when they were victimizing the Prophet of Allah, Salaam, and some of the relatives of the Prophet, they gave him support. So they passed a rule, a law, that all the people should boycott the Prophet of Allah, Salaam, and his family, so and his relatives. So the people of Makkah, they all boycotted the Prophet of Allah and his relatives. So it was Banu Muttalib, that is the grandchildren of Al-Muttalib, who was also the son of the Nes, that did not boycott. Not boycott. Not that his relatives, but are somehow extended from our not immediate village to the, which is maybe the fourth or two grandfather that they met. So they did not work out. They supported Banu Hashim. You know, Hashim is also the son of Abdul Manaf. So they supported Banu Hashim. Banu Hashim, the grandchildren of Hashim, that is Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, his name is Sheikh, but they call him Abdul Muttalib. That is the slave of Muttalib. So Muttalib presented him in such a way that whoever wanted to kill him, he presented him as if, no, you can't kill this man, he's my slave. So they called him Abdul Muttalib, the slave of Al-Muttalib. But his name is Sheikh. So Sheikh gave birth to Abu Talib of the life, Abdullah of the life, gave birth to the Prophet Muhammad. Those who are descendants of Hashim, those who are descendants of Hashim, they gave the Prophet support. Not that they embraced this religion, not all of them, but this is our child, this is our son, that was what gave him support. So Banu Muttalib, the children of Abu Talib as well, they also gave him support. So they were together with Banu Hashim. Banu Muttalib, they joined with what? Banu Hashim. So we said Hashim, the son of what? Of Abdul Manaf. Muttalib, the son of Abdul Manaf. So the grandchildren of Al Muttalib, they supported the children of the grandchildren of Hashim. But the other ones, that of the Nawfal and that of Abdul Shams, that is the grandfather of Uthman radiallahu anhu, and the grandfather of Jubair ibn Mut'im, both of them, they agreed with the Kufar. They agreed with the Kufar. So they supported them on this action that they gave to the Prophet of Allah. So now the issue is what? Khumsu. Wa'alam anna zanimtum. Shifa'an lillahi khumsahu. Whatever you get from the bushes of war, Allah will take what will happen. One piece of it belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His messenger and His Dhul-Qurba. Who are the Dhul-Qurba that we mentioned here, or that have been mentioned here, so ordinarily they are the Banu Hashim, those who are the descendants of Hashim. Obviously, we said Abdul Muttalib, that whose name is Sheikha, for the son of what? Hashim. Then, Abdul Muttalib gave birth to Abdullah, correct? Abdullah gave birth to Muhammad, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So these are the relatives that have been talked about. Now these people, they are entitled to homes. These people, they should not be given from the zakat, as we have said. They shouldn't be given from the zakat. They are entitled to what? So the homes, that is the only thing that they are entitled to. As for Banu Nawfal, or Banu Abishas, or Banu Muttalib, they are not entitled to it. But because Banu Muttalib, they give support to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam during the boycott of the Quraysh, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam included them in his what? In his relatives that are entitled to the benefits of khums. Is that them? So, Jubair ibn Mut'im radiallahu anhu said, "Mashaytu ana wa Uthman ibn Affan." I and Uthman ibn Affan, we went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the Prophet. Faqulna ya Rasulullah, we said, "O Messenger of Allah, abayta Banu Muttalib min khumsi khaybara wa taraktana." You gave Banu Muttalib, you know Banu Muttalib now, Banu Muttalib is there now. You gave Banu Muttalib from the one fifth of the favor, what are the standard? And you left us, you give us. And we and them, our watch, we are on the same watch. So their own great grandfather, so to say, is Nawfal. Nawfal is one of Abdul Manaf. So this affliction is one of Abdu'l-Manar. So the son is one of Abdu'l-Manar. Ashim is one of Abdu'l-Manar. So why did you give Banu Muttalib and you not give Banu Abdu'l-Shams and Banu Dawfan? So they came to the Prophet of Allah. Ordinarily, the Prophet of Allah would have said, watch, it is not permissible for you. But he said to them that Banu al-Muttalib, Banu Ashim and what? Banu Muttalib, they are what? Shaykhun Wahid, they are one. They are what? One. One what? In Jahiliyyah was Islam. During the Jahiliyyah, what? During Islam. That is the game of support. And that's why I'm giving them, and I'm not giving to you because we are not part of the that people want to put the word. They are essential because of the support that he gave to the message of the deen. Because of the support he gave to the message of the deen. Now, does this mean that Banu Muttalib cannot take zakat? Scholars disagree on this. Some say, since they can take from the homes they want to eat, that means they will be denied zakat, just like the family of the Prophet of Allah be denied. Just as what Banu Hashim cannot take from zakat, that means Banu al-Muttalib can also not take from zakat. All this is clear. That means they can't take from zakat. Please don't make us confused. There is difference between Abdul Muttalib and what al-Muttalib. Al-Muttalib is the son of Abdul Manaf. But Abdul Muttalib is the son of Hashim, the son of Abdul Manaf. Hashim, the son of Abdul Manaf, gave birth to a son called Abdul Muttalib. His name originally was Shaykh, but we call him Abdul Muttalib, ascribing it to Muttalib. So, Muttalib, the family of Muttalib, they are not entitled to zakat because they are not from what? The lineage of the Hashim. So they are entitled to zakat because they are not in the line of Hashim. So those who are in the lineage of Hashim, they are those who are not entitled to zakat. But since you have given them from the homes, can we infer from that they are no more entitled to zakat? Is that clear? You know, the Prophet of Allah and Banu Hashim, they are not entitled to zakat. They only entitled to homes. Now the Prophet is giving Banu and calling from the homes or fifth of the bushes of the world. Does that mean that since they are given this, they should be denied this? Some scholars say, yes, that is what it means. Because you can't eat your cake and watch. And since you have not gotten this, you will deny it. Some scholars say, no, that is just a compensation. For what they give to the Prophet of Allah and his message in Jahiliyyah, likewise in Islam. All this is clear. So, Wallahu A'lam, the more correct opinion of Wallahu A'lam is that they are entitled to zakat, so and they are also entitled to the homes. That's the God of the Prophet of Allah gives them. But don't forget to say that, okay, in the absence of these homes, that is no more wars, our wars are not being forced that the Muslims will get motives of war. We said, scholars now disagree that the relatives of the Muslim war, or his family, the Banu Hashim, can they take from the zakat? Despite the fact that what we have the hadith that says what it is not permissible for them. And we have the fact that says what in the name of Allah, about you, then for Qurani, one must have been one hand in the Bible. We said, Qurani can be on this. The Lord Qurani said, yes, they can take. And that is the question of Ibn Taymiyyah. Because he has denied his Qurani, just by the fact that what they are for Qurani. So Allah Adam on this, the majority's opinion seems to be the more correct opinion. Why? Because they are prevented from what? Being Aminu Adiham. They are prevented from being Aminu. And I was not when Aminu Alayha collects zakat, he will take from it. So if they are prevented from being Aminu Alayha, that means if they are فقراء زوجتك are not taking from it. So this قضاء عدم makes the position of the majority to be the more correct opinion. وأن أبي رافع أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على صدقة من بني مخزوم فقال لأبي رافع اسحبني فإنك تصيب منها قال حتى أتي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فأسأله فأتاه فسأله فقال مولى الكون من أنفسهم وإنا لا تحل لنا الصدقة رواه أحمد والثلاثة وابن خزيمة وابن حبان from Abu Rafi in this name of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Rafi was a slave of Al-Abbas, the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but he gave Abu Rafi to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave Abu Rafi to the Prophet, Al-Abbas gave Abu Rafi to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So as a slave. He remained with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a slave for some time. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam set him free when he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to give him the glad tidings of the Islam of Al-Abbas, that he is the former master. He came to the Messenger of Allah to inform the Prophet of Allah about the Islam of his former master, who is Al-Abbas. The Prophet was so happy about the Islam of Al-Abbas to the extent that what he has to set free Abu Rafi, that you are now a free slave. But that's why they call him Mawla. So when the Arabs say somebody is Mawla, Bani Fulan, Mawla, or so and so Muslim, also Abu Dragami is a free slave in their midst. He was a slave before, but later he became a free slave. I'm going to say Mawla, this is a word that can refer to its opposite as well. Mawla can also be watched a master. So if a master says Mawlaya, that is what? My slave, a free slave. And if a free slave says to somebody Mawlaya, that means my master. So it's a word that can be used in that has two meanings. It has the meaning and the word is opposite. How this is clear. So I'm going to use for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wilaya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covers everything. It's an absolute wilaya. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our Mawla, is our master. So in such a way that watch, it's not like our own wilayah. So Abu Rasul said, أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بعث رجلا على الصدقة. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم sent a man to collect صدقة. The man is from the tribe of Banu Makhzum. Banu Makhzum, that's another tribe from the Quraysh. So this man was sent as Aminun by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Apparently Abu Rafi, this man now said to Abu Rafi, it helped me. He said, accompany me. For in the Katusim Buriha. If you accompany me to pass this zakat from people to Sim Buriha, you also get part of what? Part of it. Called Abu Rafi responded, Hatta Asir Nariya, let me go to the Prophet first. For as Adam, so that I can ask him if I can accompany you. So Adam, for Adam, he came to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him for Qur'an. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Mawla al-Qawmi min anfusihim. Mawla al-Qawmi min anfusihim. The Mawla, the slave of a people, is part and parcel of them. وَإِنَّا لَا تَحِلُّ لَنَا الصَّدَقَةَ. And Al-Furos, Sadaqa is not permissible for us. And still the more that the fifth leg of the people belongs to them, that means Sadaqa is also not permissible, it's not permissible for you. That is, you can't go. You can't be an amilun alayha. You cannot go and collect zakat. So the author brings this hadith in order to tell us that it is also not permissible for the slave, the free slave of the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to collect zakat. Just as it's not permissible for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his family to collect, so it's also not permissible for the free slave to also collect. This is what hadith is telling us. Now we also benefit from the hadith that it is good, the companions of the Prophet, they will try to make inquiry about something. They ask the Prophet before they do a lot of things. They don't just do things anyhow. Ordinarily, they have brought people that watch, accomplish that man to collect the zakat. But it is not going to fall into acts of sinfulness. So let me ask, fine, I'm in need of money, I want to also get money. But don't let me go into things that what will implicate me before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or things that will make me sinful before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he went to the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asking about this, and the answer that he got is that what is not permissible for him to participate in that. So if he had gone with the man, they wouldn't have known this ruling, and perhaps would have made a mistake for going with the man. And this is the way the Salaf saw it, they will do. They will want to know about the rules concerning things before they embark on it. Despite the fact that the basis in transactions is what permissibility. That is the basis. What I don't mean that what you as a Muslim, you shouldn't know the rudiments of the business or rudiments guiding buying and selling Islam, so that you will not cheat people and will not be cheated. A Muslim should know the rules guiding this. Today, a lot of people do not consider this. Once you are invited to something that will fetch you money, you just rush into it, regardless of whether this is haram or is not. And that's why there is no barakah in most of the transactions that a lot of people do today. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like to, or does not love this, that we have to be blamed to the book, to one another, as the Prophet of Allah said, that Al-Bayyani bin Riyadh, the buyer, he said that both of them, they have the right to terminate the transaction that is going on between them. Malik is the power of all, as long as one is not separated. The Prophet then said that if both of them were in Bayyana for Sadaqa, he would have them asking the commodity that you want to sell to somebody, you do not hide it. You don't hide the defect in the commodity. Make it known to the people that this is what this commodity has. If you are interested, you want to buy, you don't hide anything. When Bayyana, the one who wants to buy the currency that is going to spend, it didn't come with the same currency. It did not come with a currency that has been formed. So it's playing, both of you are playing to one another. Their transaction will have back. What in Katama or Kazaba, when both of them is the eyes, the defaults, or the sorry, the force, or the defect in their transaction, Wa Kazaba, and they lie to one another. Mushikat, Barakat, Birim. The barakah in your transaction will not be taken in. Now somebody will tell you that, oh, make sure a certain amount of money every month, and you cannot point to something tangible that you have done with it. No talk of the barakah of the akhirah, which is the most important thing. So making money, despite the fact that he's making a lot of money, he will still be asking somebody who is making less than what he is making. He will be asking him to give him to assist him. That's why the fact that God is making a lot of money. Such important Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is punishing him in this world before the hereafter. And the barakah of the hereafter is what is more important than what the barakah of this dunya. The shahid is that this companion of the Rasul رضي الله عنه ويجد من الله صلى الله عليه وسلم a query about this, to ask about this. It is not that we do it because somebody has suggested to him, let's go together so that God, we can also get some things. So this man that suggested to him, he thought that what maybe was the suggestion was okay. And that's why scholars will ask this question. If I'm given something, I'm in charge of something, can I also transfer this to another person? Maybe someone, a contract has been given to me. Can I give that contract to another person? So the answer is, if the person that has given that contract to me wants me specifically to do it, then it's not permissible. But if what is intended is that what that thing should be, should get done, then I can give to someone that I know is what will fulfill it. But in this case, the one that he wants to give is somebody who is not qualified to do the job. How this is clear. So this is the degree from it. Now there is a hadith that you have read before, and that is the hadith of Barira. The hadith of Barira, the free slave girl of Aisha radiallahu anha, the lady that wanted to free herself from a master, and it said she would pay 9 rupiah. So she would pay, every year she would pay 1 rupiah. That means she would remain with them for 9 years before she can become free. So she was trying to achieve if she could get somebody that would assist her in freeing her. So Aisha was allowed there, then accepted that. Okay, I'll pay the 9 rupiah. But the master was suggesting that when you free yourself, if you die, the wala belongs to us. That is, if you die, in a way she becomes a free person. That means she will be owning her own watch, property. Whatever a slave owns belongs to the master. So but if a slave becomes free, whatever he owns becomes his or ours. So let's assume that if this slave dies, and there is no body to inherit him or her, who inherits her next? So this is the issue. So the master is saying, will be the one to inherit him. I just said, what type of thing is this? So if I'm paying, I will be the one that was to inherit her in the absence of the inheritor, that is those who can inherit her. In the absence of those people, will be the one to inherit. So when you thank God to know about this, the Prophet of Allah said to the Aisha, don't worry, accept what they are saying. So she accepted, and the Prophet mounted the minbar and said, Ma ba'al aqwam yastalifu shurutan layla fi kitabillah. What are some people stipulating conditions that are not in support by, that are not supported by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? من اشترط شرطا ليس في كتاب الله فهو باطل. Whoever stipulates a condition that is not supported by the book of Allah, the condition is باطل. With that he has not of the condition of Muslim. That means the transaction he had with Aisha رضي الله عنها, the transaction was what? Valid. But the stipulation, the condition stipulated was what? Invalid. وَلَوْ كَانَ مِيَةَ شَرْطٍ. Who believe the conditions were always, as long as they are not supported by the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those conditions are not abolished. So with this, the Prophet corrected the situation. So Barira became a slave, a free slave, and she was under a man called Mughir. So who was also a slave? She was under a man called Mughir, who was also a slave. When she was a slave, if she had or she had a baby, the baby and her belong to the master, obviously. If a slave now has a baby, a female slave has a baby, both her and the baby belong to the master. Now she has become free, and the man, you see what? A slave. The man is a slave. So the son now gave father choice. Do you want to remain under this slave or you want to take your decision? And the lady decided that, well, no, I'm no more interested in this relationship. And the Prophet of Allah separated both of them. But it became a free slave, and now she's now on her own and will be still a slave under her bondage. This woman cannot welcome and cannot withstand being she has a free slave under a slave. And the woman started crying on the streets of Medina. So in essence, that it wasn't the message of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he should appeal to Barira. And Barira radiallahu anha said, "O Messenger of Allah, is it a command? Are you commanding me to go back as a religious matter, or is just a kind of intercession?" He said, "Oh, just an intercession." The lady said, "I'm not interested." And this man continued to cry in the streets of Medina. So the essence that his tears were full of tears. And that's why the Prophet said to Abbas, as reported from Abdullah ibn Abbas, he said, "Ala ta'jab min hubbi muhithin barira wa bughdi barirata muhithan." Are you not surprised at the love that Muhith asked for Barira and the hatred that Barira asked for Muhith? So the shahid here is that Barira, the owner of all these stories that are said, once said, when she was in the house of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was given a meat, a sadaqah. That is where we are going. She was given a meat as sadaqah. And the Prophet of Allah sallam came, and Aisha was Allah and asked to take to the Prophet bread and watch and water and soup, which was in the house before. So the son saw the pot on fire with meat. Said, "What about that meat?" They said the meat was given as sadaqah to Barira. And the Prophet of Allah sallam said, "Qad baladat mahillaha." The meat has gotten to its place. Barira has taken it as well as sadaqah, and she has given it to the house as well as a gift. He said, "What? Hiya laa sadaqah wa laa adhika." That means he brought gifts to Barira, as well as to Barira, and gifts to us. And he was found with what? To the meat. So some people felt that what Aisha radiallahu anha also kept from the meat. That was not mentioned in the hadith. So the wife of the Prophet of Allah sallam also was included. Likewise, Barira that also that was given the meat as well as that means that what? It does not affect Barira. You get it? You know, the Prophet of Allah told Abu Rasul here that what? Mother calling mean of Muslim. And that was applicable to Barira. Why did she eat from the meat? Or why was she given the sadaqah? Or why did she take the sadaqah? How is it like? So that's the question. So the people from this, they said, "Oh, this is not applicable to the wives of the Prophet of Allah. That means they are not included." But no, this is not correct. With the verse of the Quran, "In the name of the Lord, the Most Gracious, the Most Merciful, the Most Compassionate." With this verse of the Quran, the wives of the Prophet, they are included in this. In fact, they are first ranked in what? In the family of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So there is no doubt that since Aisha ate from it, then why Barira? It is clear that what Barira ate from it, that is, who eat sadaqah. So, some may say maybe this was before the prohibition. Some scholars say, no, they are not included. Originally, it is the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala that I watch that is forbidden from that. That is his hand. So the wives, under if they have not gotten married to the Prophet of Allah Ta'ala, they will not be included in his watch. If Aisha has remained what as a daughter of Abu Bakr, she would take from what? Zakah. But because of her connection with Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is why she could not speak anymore. So are we going to extend that to someone that is also connected to Aisha? So no. So it should be limited to Aisha رضي الله عنها who is connected, not that they were that is connected to Aisha. So there is anybody that is connected, the person that is connected to Aisha. And that's why the case of Bayera is not there. But the case of Abu Rabi, Abu Rabi is connected to the Prophet of Allah. Just as Aisha is connected to the Prophet of Allah. So Bayera is not connected to the Prophet of Allah. She's connected to Aisha. So this is the way the Muhaqqiqun among the scholars of the Masaili Ahadith. So inshallah we will stop here. Take the remaining hadith or subsequent news, and that will be the last hadith on the Kitab of Zakat. Though we have left the hadith being that of the Kitab of Zakat, we have not forgotten. So inshallah we will go back and read it. So we offering to us, for those of us who do not have a strong ability in Arabic, let us try to get the words that we do not understand. And we ask, it is good that you get know this thing, but it is good that you know it. Not just the English translation alone. We are translating your Arabic words one after another. So the ones that you do not know, we try to ask so that you can also benefit from the Arabic text rather than applying from the English text. So inshallah we'll not be able to take just take more than two questions because I have the maybe just one thing.
It's better you don't join them. Those of the scholars of the opinion that you can join if you meet them while you are while the time has worked as a setting. So you can join them. So it's better not to join them because the scholars that they are paying is vital from the beginning. Though they may consider it to watch to be right. So if they do not have any knowledge that you engage what they are doing, Allah will not watch for accepting from them. But if they have the knowledge and they insist that this is the way you are going to do it, so in that case, that allows the partner. So those scholars who say you can train them, so maybe they are looking at it from the angle that Salah of the person that is paying is considered by that person to watch to be valid. So even joining them, so it does not affect your own Salah. Just like it is permissible for you to say the any person whose Salah is valid for him, for himself, obviously. Take for instance somebody that this person, if he prays to himself and he leads himself in Salah, the Salah is said to be valid. But he has done some things that was ordinary people do there, your own Salah will not be valid. Can you pray behind such a person? This scholar disagrees. But the more correct opinion is that was, as long as the Salah is valid for himself, the Salah should be valid for those who are praying behind him. Allah. Now the second question on yes, he will get the reward because he has done the necessary things, so it's not on him that people do not come out to join him. So he will get the reward for that. Now the issue of the plane crash. So if it is established that somebody lost his life in the plane crash and the person is a Muslim and the spouse is not a person. So they saw someone who was praying Salat Zai on the such a person according to the not correct opinion of Salat Zai. Now, naming a child Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, we said this is, there is another companion giving Abdul Muttalib apart from the grandfather. of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who was called Abdul Al-Muttalib. We said Al-Muttalib is one of the sons of Abdul Manaf. Huh? Is that clear? Al-Muttalib is one of the sons of Abdul Manaf. So, and why Hashim is also one of the sons of Abdul Manaf? So Abdul Muttalib was given Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib was the son of Hashim. His name is Shayba. But because people wanted to kill him, he was presented, and people, those ones wanted to kill him, they loved Al-Muttalib. So he was presented as if he was a slave of Al-Muttalib. So they called him Abdul Al-Muttalib. Abdul Al-Muttalib. So but his name is Shayba. So now taking a child Abdul Muttalib, is it permissible? Scholars disagree on this. A lot of scholars said, no, you cannot name, you cannot affect somebody to other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call somebody Abdul Su'adhu. Not Abdul and Nabi, as some people say, Abdul Nabi. Or the some people who name themselves like that, Abdul Nabi, Abdul Rasul, Abdul Su'adhu. Anything that is other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, should not say the person is the Abdul of that person, that he is taking it to the name of that person. This is not permissible. What about Abdul Muttalib? Is it permissible? Ibn Hazm, Rahmahullah ta'ala, made this an exception. Because what it would be wrong, the person would have was corrected it. Since it is not corrected, that is what he approved it. But some scholars were beginning that no, the name of that man, that companion, wasn't Abdul Muttalib, that his name is Al-Muttalib. That his name was Al-Muttalib. It was a mistake from some of the reporters. They wanted to say Al-Muttalib and they called him Abdul Muttalib. So Allah A'lam, this is the way scholars have said on this Allah A'lam. On time is dead. There is nothing like that. Any person who dies has died. So for someone to say, okay, on time is dead. That is his own time. So if your time comes, just watch it. The second can watch. You reduce from it all. And there is nothing like on time is dead. The one who died of various afar, as one of the questions, he said, تَعَدَّدَتِ الْأَصْبَابُ وَالْمُخْرُ وَحِيمُ. So there are different readings that one that may be towards somebody's death. وَالْمُخْرُ وَحِيمُ. But the most important thing is that the body is dead. When somebody is dead, what keeps you in force? You are just trying to look for the afar. وَالْمُخْرُ وَحِيمُ. Whoever does not die with the sword, he will die with further than the sword. The most important thing is what? If death is established, death is established. It's nothing like untimely death. Allah Akbar. Inshallah, I'm sorry, I have a lecture. In fact, I'm supposed to get here around 10. But I do them that I'm not able to do until the pastor. So I'm very sorry. For some of the program that you are invited to next week, inshallah, the only half a year because of the program. So as you have said, the program is funding our next class on Friday. For those of all who understand Arabic language, not that those I can get some things. If you understand it, you will not be able to do it. If you understand